This is Ethically Speaking.
Some of our listeners have asked about the foundations of ethics. So the first week of each month, we're going to take on those core questions.
Today, we take a look at how ethical judgments differ from legal accountability. Everyone knows what it means to say that some act is legal or not, but calling something unethical or ethical, it's not so clear.
Yeah, people use the word ethics, but they don't necessarily have a good understanding of what the word means. I mean, television programs have characters wondering about whether it's ethical to tell a friend that her new baby is ugly. And accusing politicians of a lack of ethics has become a national pastime. But if you ask most people to define ethics, you're going to draw a blank.
The actual word, ethics, comes from the Greek word ethika, meaning custom or convention. Ethics is the study of how we treat one another, and it is the study of how we should treat one another.
And maybe that's why people often confuse ethics and law. Like ethics, law tells us some of the ways that we have to behave. Ethics and law agree, for example, that it's almost always wrong to cause other people physical harm, and so law upholds ethics in this regard by punishing people who hurt others.
Right, but there are some important differences between law and ethics. Law sets a minimal standard. Law warns us that society will hold us accountable if we act in legally prohibited ways. But the requirements of ethics are broader and wider than any country's laws.
Yeah, take lying, for instance. We're legally prohibited from lying when we fill out our income tax forms, and we're legally prohibited from lying on the witness stand. But without the help of law, we make choices every day not to lie.
Well, think about how often you trust even complete strangers to tell you the truth. When you ask someone on the street for directions or for the correct time, you believe them. Telling one another the truth is, in these cases, a matter of ethics.
So people choose to obey the law because they'll be punished if they don't, but they choose to do what they think is ethically right just because that's the kind of person that they want to be.
Some philosophers have argued that an ethical person is someone who does the right thing, even when no one is watching. Individually, we always have to live with the choices we have made. Law tells us how we will be accountable to society. Ethics is more about being accountable to ourselves.
So calling someone unethical is a popular retort, but actually judging the ethics of someone else's actions requires more empathy and knowledge and understanding of other people than most of us can ever have.
And here is next week's topic. Is it ethical to marry another person for reasons other than love? What is so ethical about marrying for love?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.